This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Sense of the day here on the DJV program, the DJV Way, with fabulously well-informed people, including Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm Doug Steffen. This is an opportunity for you to tune in to the day, figure out what's going on. So, Jennifer, what do we need to figure out as we start this hour?
Well, this is a story that I've just been holding on to you for quite a while for you, Dougie, and right. That is because the Air Force, our friends in the Air Force, have been paying an obscene amount of money for something as simple as a toilet seat cover. That's right. Mm-hmm. They have been paying $10,000 apiece to replace toilet seat covers on a Vietnam-era cargo plane that is still being used, so at least it's not just sitting in a junkyard somewhere. The Washington Post reported this story this week, that toilet seat covers on the C-5 Galaxy no longer in production, so the government needed to purchase customized ones, according to the report. The government purchased the covers three times, and as recent as last year, they said, "We are not now, nor will we ever in the future, buy that aircraft part at that price because we can do now so more cheaply using 3D printing." But in the past, they've been forced to go to people who will customize these toilet seats. Chuck Grassley, who's a senator from Iowa, pushed for an investigation into the spending, according to ABC News, and he said that the government waste is not new, of course. During the President George H.W. Bush administration, oversight efforts uncovered soap dishes that cost $117 and pliers that were going for a cool $1,000 apiece.
You know, this is back to my waste, fraud, corruption, abuse theme that I have for the military, for the Pentagon, the Department of Defense. This is hardly, it may be amusing, but it's hardly acceptable. And why we have year after year after year after year the same kind of story about the same kind of malfeasance that is normal there. It's what they expect. They laugh about it. Toilet seats you can find all day long at Home Depot for $29. So we're paying $10,000. So, okay, it's not the same seat that you put on a... But how much difference can there be?
How much could it be? Right. It's not solid gold.
Thinking, who thinks this way unless there's so much corruption that that's the norm? And that's the only conclusion you can come up with. It's the culture. It's what's expected. That's how they do business, and it's at your expense. Why do we put up with this stuff? Why isn't that a question that somebody asks President Trump at a news conference or any of these other people that are always in front of the camera?
Well, I think the question is, no American with any common sense, if you mention this story, they're going to say that's ridiculous. How do we change it, though? I think that's the real question.
That's the point.
How do we change it? What can we do as normal voting American citizens?
Well, they're saying now that that won't be the problem because they're going to use 3D printers and that'll be much cheaper.
Yeah, but there's still a culture. It isn't that.
I know.
So the toilet gets fixed. What about the next thing that comes along that they need?
True.
Light bulbs that are special for an older plane. I'm happy that they're using the older planes because there's no real difference between the older plane and the newer planes except the skin that they wrap the planes in. It's the same fuselage. The pilots have different things to work with because most of those planes have the equivalent of a 747 cockpit, so they have all the gadgetry that's in it, et cetera, et cetera. They've updated all the planes with the gadgetry that makes it safe to fly them, but they don't need new planes. And so if there are things that are wearing out, is this just a symptom? Is it toilet seats? Okay, what else is wearing out?
Well, I guess, Victoria, what we have to do, kind of an answer to that question, is everyone that we vote for, we now have to ask them and make them put that on their platform they're going to question these things and go against them. Because otherwise, unless everyone in Congress is, you know, against this waste, fraud, and corruption, then they're not going to do anything about it. And I guess we have to be the ones responsible for voting those people in.
We're the governing body here. This is democracy, government, other people. It isn't really a democracy. It's a republic. But it's supposed to be one man, one vote. We're supposed to influence, whether it's locally, statewide, nationally. It's pretty amazing, though, what I'm finding this out in my own local situation here when I'm on a last page of trying to save the farm that I love. And the people who are making the noise are the same people who have been responsible for lots of other malfeasance. And why people listen to them is beyond me. But they make a lot of noise. They get attention of the some of the news media that's local. And so the politicians are afraid of them. And listen. And so to what's the end result? In this circumstance, it's we are if somebody work. Listen to the, think about it this way. The normal federal tax bill is about 10 grand, I think, right? Isn't it somewhere in that vicinity? So one person works all year long to pay for a toilet seat in a plane. Mm. How does that make you feel when you boil it down that way? That you worked all, you paid this money into the tax system. The IRS says you owe us $10,000. And oh, by the way, we're going to waste every penny of it on a GD toilet seat for a plane that costs $10,000 that's worth maybe $50,000. How does that make you feel? I think you put it in that perspective.
That's frustrating.
The way I look at it.
It's very frustrating.
Yeah. It is.
And I do think that, you know, for me, sometimes when I hear these things, it just makes me feel a little overwhelmed. Like, oh, are we ever going to be able to fix that stuff?
Right. Yeah.
Are we ever really going to be
it's
able
going
to
on
change
forever.
It?
Corruption is part of humankind, it would seem. 13 past the hour, you're listening to the DJV Show.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Gather around, everyone. We've got huge news from Sprint Marketing, so we need to brainstorm on how to advertise it. Our new friend Atlas is here to help.
My computer says there's never been a better time to switch to Sprint and get the new Unlimited Plus plan. It features the TV you love with Hulu, music streaming with Tidal Premium, full HD, and 15 gigabytes of mobile hotspot, all on a network built for unlimited at the best price.
And Unlimited Plus is 50% off Verizon and AT&T rates.
I've analyzed the data, and that is only $22 per month per line when you bring or buy 5 phones. My hyper-advanced marketing strategy will get the word out. I will walk among humans wearing a device that features our message on both the front and back.
You mean a sandwich board?
An excellent name for the device. May I use it?
Switch to Sprint's Unlimited Plus plan for just $42 per line. But hurry, for a limited time, it's now $22 per line when you bring or buy your own phones. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com/unlimited, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Price of $5 per month auto pay discount. One Hulu limited commercial plan for Sprint account compared to Verizon Beyond Unlimited features differ. Offer coverage not available everywhere since taxes, fees, and roaming. Requires new lines subject to credit and $3 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Hey there, I'm a glue stick, so I have one job. I glue kids' stuff. So sorry for being jealous of Geico, who does a ton more, like give you 24/7 access to thousands of licensed agents. And Geico has been around for over 75 years and has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. While I've just got mediocre adhesive skills, Geico also has an award-winning mobile app. Uh-oh, arts and crafts time. No eating the glue stick. Miss Lydia!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke, down by 50%. Skin cancer, down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, here we go again. A black woman has been distributing a viral story. She goes into the CVS in Chicago and has a coupon for something, so she goes to the... She goes, buys whatever the product is, goes to the counter, gives the coupon over to the clerk, and it turns out that somehow or other the coupon didn't work, whether it was out of date or whatever it is. So the lady that's buying the thing asked if she could have some consideration. She didn't know that the coupon had run out. So the clerk goes to the manager. The manager goes to the supervisor. The supervisor comes over, looks at the coupon, looks at the lady and said, "Oh, you're black. This must be a fraudulent coupon." He actually says that.
Oh,
he calls the police on this woman, and it's all on tape. She gets all of it. I go back to this. When did this... maybe we never got away from it. And now it's a good thing that it's all over social media. The woman, who was visibly shaking, she just said... she says, "I'm black." Or something along that line. So anyway, they post on Facebook all of the three officers. She calls the police, not the store manager doesn't. Sorry, I got that one wrong. Chicago police said officers responded to the call of an assault in progress. Police informed that a female was inside the store threatening the staff and refusing to leave. She didn't press charges. No police report was filed. Hudson, the lady's name is Camila Hudson, I believe. She was angry because of the accusation. She tried to use a fake coupon because she was black. The manager said, "Oh, no, there was no intention, no agenda here." Anyway, it's this kind of stuff. What else do you say? Maybe we do stop talking about this stuff. I don't want to stop talking about it because I can't believe that it happens in America. Do we have a less educated society? What is there?
Obviously, yeah.
I mean, look at all. Almost every day we come up with one of these things.
Was this what chain was this? CVS.
CVS. Yeah.
And, you know, CVS, I think CVS is going to respond to this probably pretty quickly and deal with it in sensitivity training, like almost on a Starbucks level, because CVS has done so much with their PR, you know, not selling cigarettes anymore and really being progressive about things. So I would be very surprised if they don't address this immediately.
Yeah. Well,
the thing is, is what you saw with Starbucks was almost a gross overreaction to this. You need to deal with the person and not necessarily just allow everybody else to trample all over you in doing that. Deal with the bad actor, get rid of them, make a statement about it, and move on.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's it. It's not the norm, but it gets, in this day and age, Jennifer, you're right, it gets the attention, and people say, "Oh, my God, that's horrible." And does it affect CVS? Absolutely. You think they want their stock affected by this? And it'll affect the value of the stock for a few days. And the guys who run it, their job is to protect the value of the stock, so they're going to deal with it, and they'll deal with it fast. And I'm betting that guy gets fired. And he actually should, in my opinion. 21 after the hour on the DJV show.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Different, but Kelly Clarkson, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You expect to hear
her new sound, yeah.
Yeah. Whole Lot of Woman is the song playing in the background. Kelly Clarkson's calendar filling up, hosting the Billboard Music Awards, maintaining a role as a prominent judge on The Voice, releasing new singles off her most recent album, which is called The Meaning of Life. She's now going to headline the opening ceremony for the U.S. Open, the 50th annual U.S. Open, outside New York City at Arthur Ashe Stadium. Performance will be on the 27th of August, kicking off the 50th anniversary of this two-week event, bringing together some of the most powerful figures in the world of tennis. In the world, the U.S. Tennis Association said about Clarkson's upcoming performance, quote, "We are honored to have such a talented performer join us in this very special year. Ms. Clarkson's musical versatility, her unparalleled presence, and of course her voice will make this a night to remember." Now, you may remember she was on the Macy's 4th of July fireworks show on the 4th. I guess that would be why it's on the 4th of July.
Right.
Thank you.
What day was that again?
A little smarty pants. There she is. So she's going to come back to as a judge on this season of The Voice. Who else are the judges on The Voice?
I think Alicia Keys is back,
yep.
Yeah. And who else?
And then Adam and Blake.
Yeah, they are.
So Kelly, the two girls in the middle, that slot always seems to rotate.
Yeah. All right, so good news for Kelly Clarkson fans. She's getting around. Good for her. 26 past the hour. Other musical news. BMG, now attached to Live from Daryl's House, the music series, which was done. Is it actually done in Daryl Hall's basement? I heard that it was.
It started at his farmhouse in Millerton, New York.
Yep.
And then it got so big, and it was just a web series. And then that started in 2007. Then it moved to, he now has a club called Daryl's House Club in Pauling, New York. And so that's where and more people can, you know, sit and watch the performances.
So let me ask you a question. We normally think of Daryl Hall and John Oates together. What happened to the two of them, Hall and Oates? What happened?
They're
to that?
On tour right now together.
They are. Okay.
They're wrapping up a tour with somebody else, and I forget who.
Does he ever show
Train,
up at
maybe,
the...
Maybe something like that.
And this show, this Daryl's House thing? You ever see Oates there?
I have not seen every episode of Daryl's House, but I've never seen John Oates show up. The rumor was that they don't really get along that well,
right,
but they perform well
heard,
together. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So anyway, this series, Live from Daryl's House, started in 2007. Most recently, it's been on MTV Live. It used to be filmed at his home, as you're saying, but now they're changing it. There are some really great people who have performed there. Sammy Hagar, Jason Mraz, Aaron Neville, Smokey Robinson, Gavin DeGraw, L. King, Kenny Loggins. So the BMG partnership, BMG is, what is BMG? It's a music
record company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're bigger than just a record company. They've got their music, label.
Hall said, quote, fans have been asking me when we're returning, so I'm pleased to say we're headed into production this fall. BMG already has helped Daryl Hall and his partner John Oates release a number of hits. Man Eater came from them under their auspices. I Can't Go for That. That's a good song. I like that. You Make My Dreams Come True. I also think that's a good song. Actually, a lot of stuff from them. Every Time You Go Away, One on One, Say It Isn't So. So. All that.
So many hits.
Yeah. They have. Well, they have it does size.
I kind of forget about them sometimes.
Blend. Yeah, a little bit. Well, until they get sort of back into the news. You forget about lots of people and things unless they're right in front of your face. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses?
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 7171 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 7171. Avant.com, code 7171.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning. Stylish. Sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Backpedaling for President Trump, who's trying to undo an image of weakness from his Helsinki summit with Russia's Vladimir Putin. The president now says he believes Russia interfered in the 2016 election.
I accept our intelligence community's conclusion that Russia's meddling in the 2016 election took place.
But he quickly added,
could be other people also. There's a lot of people out there. There was no collusion. At all.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer is demanding immediate hearings on what happened during the two-hour meeting with Putin.
This is too important not to get the full story out before the Senate and the American people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
After the hour, around the world, around the nation, around your backyard, we're here to yak about what's going on here, there, and everywhere on the DJV Show. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. Let's get to a trender, Victoria. What do we have?
Well, let's go to Powell, Wyoming for a story. The city workers there, who are in charge of weeding and watering the flowers in the town, were surprised to find something tucked in among the colorful pansies, petunias, snapdragons, and ornamental grasses that they're normally in charge of keeping looking beautiful. They found actual marijuana plants planted in and among the pansies.
Oh, yes. My God, how horrible is that?
Yep, they found these marijuana plants. At first, they didn't realize that they had been watering them and taking care of them. And then as the plant grows out, you know, it has a distinctive leaf on it. So someone realized that in these large planters that decorate the town of 6,300 people, which is near the Montana border, that the pot plants grew to be a few inches tall. And then people started noticing, hey, that kind of looks not like a petunia or a pansy. And so they took some of the plants out and took them down to the police station to inspect them to make sure that to see what it was, and so it was confirmed, yes, they are marijuana plants, and no one seems to know how they got there. The police think that pranksters are involved, that they somehow sprinkled some marijuana seeds in the town planters.
I'm trying to figure out what is the big offense. When did it become, who came up with And why did whoever it was come up with an objection to smoking pot and not smoking cigarettes or pipes or cigars or whatever it is? What's the
That's
objection
a good question.
Here?
I don't know. Everything I've read is that the tobacco industry is really the ones. They're
that
the ones who went
out.
After it. Yeah.
Yeah. The tobacco industry will now, once it all becomes legal around the country, the tobacco industry will swoop in, pay the people who have licenses millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Well, and you're going to start to see studies that are going to be paid for suspiciously by the tobacco industry.
Right.
Studies show that, you know, more deaths from marijuana,
yeah,
and people behind the wheel and people, you know, being high and driving. And, yeah, that's the kind of stuff we're going to start to see. But so the police chief, Roy Eckert, wants everyone, he told the local town paper, wants everyone to be reminded that although recreational marijuana is legal in 9 states, it is still a crime in Wyoming. And they are warning against any copycat growers that even possession of marijuana of a plant is a crime in Wyoming. So now the marijuana plants have been taken from the planters and have been logged into evidence and will be destroyed.
They're growing. Now they're growing.
they're in someone else's.
And remember, they are just a weed. It's called weed because it is a weed. Hemp and marijuana both come from the Southwest, and they were grown, cultivated, if you will, as a weed by the natives, like peyote and, you know, stuff that's like that. I ask this, you've heard me, girls, say this 100 times, you heard me once. Who looked at something growing on the ground, picked it up, and decided to dry it and smoke it? Who comes up with
the same thing
that?
About anything you eat or drink. Who
yeah,
was the
I
first
suppose,
to
maybe.
Say
yeah.
that was a good idea?
Well, think
yeah.
about it. But who, you know, took leaves, dried them, and then made tea out of them? You know, it's
yeah.
the same. Yeah, it's
yeah.
thousands of years old. It's this, yeah. It's a common practice around the globe.
Speaking
smoke
about
it,
around
steep it, whatever.
The globe. Do you remember the crocodile in Indonesia that ate the fellow? There was a crocodile farm. They have crocodile because they grow them there to kill them and sell their skins. So apparently one of the crocodile farms run by a fellow, and he got too close to the crocodiles and they ate him. So yesterday or the day before, a bunch of villagers who were friends of this guy overtook the breeding farm, and they killed 292 crocodiles. And they piled them up as if the crocodiles are going to learn, don't eat a human, we're going to kill all of you. That's what they did. They killed the crocodiles in revenge for the guy that the crocodiles ate. And they piled them up in a huge pile in the middle of town. 292 of them. They went in with
knives.
That'll
show those crocodiles.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Genius.
Unbelievable.
Well, it's like, you know, whenever someone is killed by a crocodile elsewhere, like that really sad story, I guess it was near Disney, where that little boy was killed.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
they went and they searched for the crocodile that did it, as if they were going to find one, and then they killed multiple crocodiles, and it's just like a revenge thing. Hey, you ate this, or
it's
you
literally
bit this
the
kid.
Plot of Jaws.
Yeah.
Like they just started catching any shark it's in open water.
Like that, you're going to teach them a lesson.
Right.
It's what they
well,
do.
The Disney one was different, though, because it was in the Disney property, and I could see where they'd want to get rid of those, because as much as they could.
Just the thinking, though, it's about humans and how they think. Crocodiles, somebody said, who wasn't happy about this, are God's creatures that need to be protected as well. And when you get down to it, yes, they are. We're all God's creatures. And so how is it that these animals do what they do? Why do we have mosquitoes? Yeah, what is the point of having a tick? Why ask that question? You know, sometime when you want to.
Right, but we do this to humans too. We just talked last week about the Emmett Till case, right? Coming back, the woman said she was assaulted by a black guy, and people just grabbed the first black guy they could find.
Right, yeah.
We do this to our fellow humans.
Yep. Yeah.
This is the worst part of humanity, that our overreaction and our reactionary responses to things are not thought through at all, and they're ridiculous, and lives have been lost because of it.
It's interesting because oftentimes when you think about it, your brain is working against you. I don't know if you know what the urgency effect is. Have you ever heard of the urgency effect? You know that philosophy is where your brains tend to prioritize immediate satisfaction over long-term rewards. The marshmallow experiment comes to mind. There's an interesting overview.
A marshmallow experiment?
Yeah, you don't know that?
No.
The English,
I'd like to do a marshmallow experiment.
I know, I like marshmallows. You had my interest here.
I thought we talked about the marshmallow experiment last year. Taking a, if I explain it, then it takes away from the story. What do you want me to do, explain the marshmallow experiment or talk about how your brain works?
Pretty much into marshmallows.
I feel like the marshmallows.
I think you want to tell us about our brain.
Yeah, you obviously don't want to tell us. We'll have to Google it, but go ahead.
Well, but let me finish this, and then we'll go back to the marshmallow experiment if you want to. The way our brains work, the urgency, we're more likely as humans to perform urgent, smaller tasks with a deadline than more important tasks that don't have a time constraint. That's the way the human brain, we respond to urgency. I refer to it as the grab-ass mentality. Everything works. I was talking about this last night at a meeting that I went to. Yeah, I mean, everybody is pulling it out of their butt. The government works that way. It's always a reaction rather than an action. Most big businesses, you don't think they work that way, but they do. Think about small businesses. There's a problem, we fix it. If there's not your car, you drive it until it doesn't run anymore. You don't service it, you don't take care of it, and then you wonder, geez, I can't imagine why my car doesn't run. That kind of stuff. People choose to perform urgent tasks with short completion windows instead of important tasks with larger outcomes, because important tasks are more difficult further away. We are like, this is sort of what we were talking about before, we want gratification. As human beings, we want to be patted on the head, our bellies rubbed, and told that we're doing a good job. And that happens when you finish urgent tasks at your work, for example. Can we come up with an example of here on the radio program how we feel better? If we do one good story sometimes, or we say, okay, we had a good hour, is that better, more rewarding than looking at a total program or a whole week or a whole month or a whole year of broadcasting? Of course it is. That's how your brain works. You don't agree with that? You don't think that's true?
Well, yeah, I think, but that's just whatever's, because it's top of mind. It's when you're in the present.
It's urgent.
Yeah. Whatever you're doing right now is more important, you know, than, it's like if you're driving to a place, the left and right turns you make are more important than what your ultimate destination is going to be until you get to the destination.
You really think so? Yeah. Is that the way you
How
think?
Would you get to the destination if you're not making the right
you don't
turns
focus
along
on
the way?
Right, the immediate stuff.
So each turn is a victory. Is that what you're saying?
Well, if you get to the right spot, then yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right, so the marshmallow experiment was also on gratification. It was done in the 60s at Stanford University, where a lot of these things. Remember, Uri Geller loves. Uri actually was part of this whole thing. For those of you who don't know, Uri Geller is someone that has been famous for 50 years. He started out life as a spoon bender and has become a great motivational speaker. He and I have been great friends for 25 years, and he's on one of my programs every week. He was studied at this time at Stanford University. They made a name for themselves trying to understand human motivation, how the mind works. And in this business with the marshmallow experiment, a child was offered a choice between one small reward provided immediately or two small rewards if they waited for a short period, like 15 minutes, during which the tester left the room and then returned. The reward was a marshmallow or a cookie or something like that. The researchers found that children who were able to wait longer for the preferred rewards tended to have better life outcomes. So if you're more patient, you have a better life. That's kind of what the bottom line is with all of this stuff. Do you agree? If you're more patient, your life is better?
Yeah, because you're probably less impulsive, and I think impulsiveness probably gets a lot of people into trouble.
Well, it's also, but some people confuse that with thinking on your feet, and I'm not sure that they are the same, making quick decisions.
No, impulsive is much different than being a quick thinker. Impulsive is when you don't think about the consequences, the rewards, the negatives. You just do because it feels good. And those impulsive people, I would guess impulsive people probably tend to be more addicts. They probably tend to have gambling issues, more addiction problems.
Yeah, and if you're more patient, you're able to wait longer for things, and you're probably better at saving up. You probably don't go and spend your money on lots of things that you don't need. You're probably saving up and then going and buying those things that you only really need. And then you have more money and probably just a happier.
And life is better all the way around, Karen.
And if you're more patient and you can sleep on it, you know, if you, that old saying, you're able to see the bigger picture, too. Mm-hmm. So you just have a better perspective.
The bigger picture at 47 past the hour on the DJV show.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I should have done this years ago.
Disclaimer, traveling back in time is physically impossible unless you know how to build a functioning time machine. Then by all means, travel 25 years back in time, switch your car insurance to Geico. You could save a bunch of money. While you're there, please prevent your younger self from wearing that sleeveless tuxedo t-shirt, parachute pants, and glitter high tops to your senior prom. And at long last, rectify this horrible crime against nature. Geico is absolved of all liability if you destroy the fabric of time and space.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Just when you think you can't innovate anymore when it comes to laptops, along comes Asus with its just-unveiled ZenBook Pro 15, which has a second screen that doubles as a trackpad. To tell us about this innovative new design, here's Randall Grilly, Director of Media Relations for Asus North America.
The ZenBook Pro series is latest in our high-performance notebook, but includes a new screen pad, which is a new take on the touchpad in that it can function as a secondary monitor. You could actually use it just as a regular second screen. You could drag and drop any application down to it. But it also has a full set of adaptive functions that will have content-sensitive tools for a variety of software. Right now, it's supported with almost everything in Microsoft Office, Excel, PowerPoint, and even now has functionality for things like YouTube and Netflix.
The ZenBook Pro 15 with the screen pad will be available from Asus this month.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
To focus on the DJV program on something that's good for you. Although I think a lot of things we talk about here are aimed at being good for you, whether it's a mental thing, a spiritual thing, an emotional thing. But in this circumstance, we're talking about the physicality of your body. Ronnie McMullen is the CEO of Get the Tea. You know, the Get the Key. We talk all the time about GetTheTea.com, and you can find Life Change Tea there. There are lots of, actually, literally dozens of products that you have, Ronnie, that are all aimed at the same thing. This has been described by some who've written about you as a micro supplement company. Micro, I don't know what that means, that you're small or whether your products are small.
Well, basically, the whole tea is developed for the colon. And, it's like the third disease when it comes to cancer is colon cancer. So
yeah.
We really try to combat the and really help. You know, they say that disease starts in the gut. So when you go into the intestinal tract and start to move stuff that gets stuck there, that's really the big piece of the pie. And this formula is, you know, yes, it's tea, but it's not like green tea you buy in the store. This is 8 to 10 different herbs that go a mix all together, when the synergy in the herbs comes together to move the stuff so that your bowel is clean, so that basically you don't get colon cancer, you don't get all these things that can happen. And that's because when we eat meat or we eat heavy items, it gets stuck in there and it kind of rots, and this is what starts the disease. So if we have a slow moving track, and this is why we've been kind coined Get the tea that makes you go. So
the tea that makes you go. I like that. I'm going to have to write that down.
Tea that makes you go.
That makes you go.
And it's really cool because it makes you go. Obviously, it makes you go. But it also makes you go, like, it gives you energy. And you probably noticed you have a lot of energy. And it's because when everything gets removed, it's like, hey, life's good. I've got things to do, you know? And people are dying for energy. They're like, I need energy. It's, you know, we wake up after a night's sleep and we're tired. You know, that's no good. No bueno.
Well, the constipation that results from eating the kind of crap that's around now, and that's really what it is, the
yep.
gas, the bloating, all the things you have in the brochure that explains how well these teas work at GetTheTea.com, you have a picture of an unhealthy colon and a picture of a healthy colon, and it is so definitively descriptive. This is the way to convince people. All you got to do is look at those two pictures side by side, and you know which of the pictures you want your colon to reflect.
Well, and the thing is like I've had people lose 30 pounds, and I've had people lose 5 pounds. And it really is not a weight loss program. What it is it's cleaning what shouldn't be in your colon, what shouldn't be in your intestines, what shouldn't be in your digestive tract. It cleans that. And so, and there's so many more benefits, I can't even say them all. So it's really, and because the tea is our backbone, then we kind of built the company and started saying, well, let's attack this problem with people. And so we have a supplement that's designed for that. So yes, when you talk about a micro company, we kind of are a micro company. We are non-GMO. We're all organic, and that's really, really an important factor. There's not a lot of companies that are like that. And we do that because GMOs is a genetically modified organism. That's what it's called. And when you have genetically modified, in other words, a man-made organism with a God-made organism, they don't click. And
yeah.
they don't mate. You know what I mean? It's a
yeah.
pine tree with an apricot tree. It doesn't fly.
Yeah. So one of the things, though, that people ask, I've had a couple of people send me a note on Twitter. You get to me at Doug Steffen. The age group, is this something that people of all ages can use, whether you're a child, whether you're a teenager, adult? Is there any factor of success when it comes to age here?
My grandson is not quite a year old, and he's on the tea. Full dose, absolutely not. But yes, I mean, we are being bombarded by GMOs and garbage and chemicals and everything else, and it's starting at an early age. So, yeah, absolutely. Any age, and it seems to be as older, but most of my clientele is anywhere from 30 to 85, 90 years
yeah.
old. I mean,
right.
that seems to be the key.
All right.
So it's awesome.
Life Change Tea. Take Ronnie's advice. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and it'll be shipped to you free. More energy, as Ronnie has suggested. I'm drinking it all the time. So is everybody else here in the DJV program. And the thing is, you can't get this in a store. You got to go online to GetTheTea.com and order it there. GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV for free shipping. I know you'll be very, very pleasantly surprised. Ronnie McMullen from Get the Tea.
You have been lied to generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.